Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I am Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. Often the most challenging part of work in any machine is keeping the fasteners, brackets, or parts in order and properly identified. An additional concern may be the location of a special fastener due to its size, length, or a worry over marginal threads. The issue of keeping things organized and identified changes little if you are working on an engine, planter, or center pivot irrigation unit. The system you employ to accomplish this must be easy to work with, adaptable, and inexpensive. A picket fence stand of corn speaks volumes about the quality of the farmer. Putting everything back in its rightful place when reassembling a machine makes the same statement about a mechanic. You wouldn't plant corn with a broadcast spreader, then why do so many throw parts into a box and try to figure it out afterwards? As an aside, properly identifying and storing items removed from a machine makes reassembly extremely quick and produces better results. It is important when it comes to moving parts that they be reinstalled in the same location. I tried all different methods with varying success until one day I stumbled on a concept that worked great and cost little to no money. I used brown paper lunch bags purchased in a supermarket. You can get 100 new bags for around $2. It is best to use a black magic marker and write on the bag what is inside. If need be, you can make any notes or a crude drawing to identify a location or concern. My bags read something like this: cylinder number 2 intake valve parts. You can also add a footnote such as check threads on stud. If the parts are fairly clean when they go into the bag, you'll be surprised how sturdy they are. If the machine is going to be apart for a long time, gather up the bags and place them in a tub or in the cab. When it comes time to put it all back together, it will be a breeze.